As many of our listeners know, today is Colorado Gives Day, an opportunity for philanthropically minded individuals to consider a year-end donation to one of many nonprofits. KSUT has an additional reason for our listeners to support us this month. We are the recipient of a grant from the Colorado Media Project with support from the Gates Family Foundation, which will match donations to KSUT not only during Colorado Gives Day, but throughout the month of December. And with me today to talk about this project, the Colorado News Needs Matching Grant, as well as our great work, the great work of the Colorado Media Project, is Melissa Davis. She's the Vice President of the Informed Communities Program at Gates Family Foundation and the director of the Colorado Media Project. Thanks for joining me today, Melissa.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you and others at the Colorado Media Project and Gates have been extremely busy over the last few years. For our listeners who aren't perhaps aware of the work of the Colorado Media Project, can you give us a little bit of an overview of the work that you do in the state of Colorado?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. So the Colorado Media Project was started in 2018 as a community response to the decline in local news, the amount of local news. We all know, I think, especially your listeners today, realize that local news is just so important foundationally to our democracy. Research shows that people really need relevant, trustworthy, independent local news to be engaged in their communities, to create change on issues they care about, to stay safe and healthy in times like this, especially. And so we were a group of concerned citizens that was looking at the business situation of newspapers, which really still produce a lot of the original local content in most communities throughout Colorado. And I don't know if you knew this. We did some research last year to quantify this, but since 2004, nearly one in five Colorado newspapers has closed, and the number of professional reporters covering the critical information needs of Coloradans across all media formats has declined by nearly 44%. So that's almost half the number of reporters statewide out there covering important issues like health, education, local governments. And so we were really concerned about this trend. And so we started the Colorado Media Project, Gates Family Foundation, University of Denver, a number of other local and statewide foundations, national foundation called Democracy Fund, and started really making sure that we had good research about the issue and also had some innovation, you know, helped local news businesses kind of find new business models in the digital age. So that's the underlying focus of the Colorado Media Project, is really about sustaining local news in service to our communities that really need local news to engage in our communities and also to make change on the issues that Coloradans care most about.
Well, it's such a great example of, you know, a crisis creating opportunity. And I know, at least it seems to me in my research, that Colorado really is leading the way in the country with this kind of an effort.
Yeah, it's been really, really encouraging. It feels like there's just been a hunger for this type of work that the Colorado Media Project has helped get started. There's been just a real sense of collaboration among news outlets like KSUT, lots of public radio stations, lots of newspapers across the state have joined in. We launched this year something called the Colorado News Collaborative, which Tammy, you're KSUT is a part of. And so there's you know, a lot of people swimming in the right direction now. It really feels like there's a community effort to sustain quality local news. You know, we all get our news in different ways these days. It's not necessarily about, you know, any one type of media, newspapers, TV, radio. It's really about how do we get reliable and trustworthy information about our local communities. And all journalists from all media types are helping to do that. And so, yeah, I think, you know, Colorado is kind of a bright spot, I'd say, on the national horizon.
Well, as many of our KSUT listeners know, we've had a plan and a vision for several years to create a local news department here at the station. And with the support of the Colorado Media Project and the Gates Family Foundation, we earlier in the year received a grant called the Informed Communities Grant. And that really helped support kicking off our news team of Sarah Flower and Mark Dugan. And more recently, we were a recipient of the Colorado Needs Matching Challenge. And I'd love for you to speak a little bit more about that and who some of the other recipients are, Melissa.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is a really exciting program because one of the things we know about the shifts in the business model for local journalism are that individual listeners and readers are, you know, their support is so critical to sustaining the high quality news that you're hearing every day on the station and others around the state. And so what the News Colorado Needs Matching Challenge does is it provides $5,000 matching grants. We've given them this year to 25 different newsrooms across the state of all media types, lots of newspapers and radio stations providing original local news. And they can use that $5,000 match to go out to their listeners and challenge them to give generously. So public radio is, you know, has been doing this for over 50 years, this type of listener support and having that as a major pillar of the way that your station is sustained. But newspapers haven't always done that. A lot of them give away their content for free online and traditionally have had advertising support. But this is really giving a lot of newsrooms that have never tried this before the opportunity to ask their communities to support them in different ways. And so if you go to thisisnewscoloradoneeds.com, it's the landing page for this campaign, and you can see the 25 newsrooms that are participating and that were selected for the campaign. All of them are nonprofit newsrooms, or they're locally owned. Some of them are B Corp, some of them are actually commercial newspapers, but they're all really serving their community with original local news, and in some cases there will be one of the only, if not the only, news source in that part of the state. So we really tried to you know, have news outlets that are serving really unique communities, so some underserved communities. We have one station that is you know, serving immigrant communities in the Aurora area. We have, of course, KSUT, which one of your tribal radio, which is wonderful and serving the Ute communities, and among others in the Four Corners area, and all over the state. So if you can just check out the website, you can see all of the outlets that are included. It's thisisnewscoloradoneeds.com.
And for our listeners listening right now, it is Colorado Gives Day, and we have put a lot of focus on Colorado Gives Day this year at KSUT on reaching the match in one fell swoop, the $5,000 match opportunity, which so generously has been afforded by the Colorado Media Project and the Gates Family Foundation. Given that it is Colorado Gives Day, we really encourage our listeners to go to, you can just simply go to KSUT.org and click on the link for Colorado Gives Day, and your match will be, your donation will be matched by this very generous matching challenge again from the Colorado Media Project and from the Gates Family Foundation. Melissa, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up today?
You know, just that it's just so encouraging to have stations like KSUT doing such a providing such essential service for our communities, especially in the last year. I mean, if you really think about the importance of the news team that you've put together, Tammy, you know, on a really you know, frugal budget, you've put together a team that is doing such amazing work covering you know, the COVID crisis, covering the economic fallout from COVID, lots of other topics that are important to all the communities that you're serving in the Four Corners area. And just I really encourage your listeners and new folks out there who might not have given yet to really think about the service that you're providing and to give generously in this season and help you meet the match, as you said, in one day. Let's make that challenge and hope you can meet it.
Well, appreciate your support and your encouragement all along the way, Melissa. You and the Media Project and the Gates Family Foundation are doing great work in the state of Colorado. So thanks again.